Part two. Part two. Part two. Okay. Let me add Irene.
Yo.
I can review them. This is the first part two I've ever done.
No, I'm sick.
Okay, so remember what was that question? You were talking about your leather jackets and the margins.
Yeah, so leather jacket, people always ask you, like, oh, why don't you do leather jackets or why don't you do this? But the people don't understand that with your margins, it's not necessarily what you want to make. You've got to make what's profitable to make. That's one thing about fashion that a lot of people don't know. You don't necessarily make what you want to make. Sometimes what you want to make is not going to make you any money, man. So you have to make what is profitable to make. So
how do you go about finding your manufacturers and suppliers?
Do you know what? I was quite lucky with T2IA because I worked at ASOS. If anyone doesn't know my back history, I was a stylist at ASOS for 4.5 years. I worked on the women's wear and I did a lot of their like landing pages and things like that. And so within ASOS, there's a whole structure on buyers, merchandisers. So the buyers are the people that actually make the product and deal with the factories and the buying teams. And I was just lucky that I had a few friends that worked in the buyers teams. And I was like, listen, I'm thinking about doing this. Do you know anyone that might be able to help me or any suppliers that you could recommend? And they just sent me loads of options. And then a few of them were like, no, my quantities are too small, or no, it's not going to work out, or we can't deliver when you need the goods and things like that. So, but luckily I was able to find a few that were able to help me. And then it kind of, just went from there.
Did you have to go like abroad, like China or something to find?
No, I was always lucky. Like they always had distribution centers and people who kind of lobbied who were in between. So a lot of that, like we did all the design work and everything here, and then all the factories were abroad. And I didn't really have to travel that much actually with TTY. I was
lucky. That's handy.
Yeah, I was lucky.
Nice. How do you balance your private life with also being transparent and out there?
In terms of social media?
Social media, yeah, especially actually a lot of social media and things that you say on your podcast, things that you might say on your IG, what you even show. Is there a part of you that you're like, this side, you don't need to know about that, but this I'm comfortable with sharing?
I think for me, I just use social media in the most organic way possible. I think I try to show my personality. Of course, there's things that are off limits. Like I don't really show my personal belongings or like my house or my car, or like I wouldn't really show personal belongings and things like that on socials. I think I just try to be organic. I try to show the most authentic version of me and try to be myself. I don't really have time to like concoct a whole, like, if you even look at my Insta, it's Yigi Yaga. It's not like it's perfectly groomed Instagram. So I just try my best to just be authentic and be me.
Nice. We've got one here. Where do you think this is from Dahlia, where do you think fast fashion is heading now?
God, I hate these things. I feel like I've always got to peer over them. Cover your whole face to these questions. Where do you think fast fashion is heading now, and do you think luxury is more sustainable?
So when I press it, you can see it?
Yeah, when you press it, it comes up, but it slides across your face. That's why I hate doing Q&A, because it's just like, when you put the question on, you can't see the whole bottom person.
Oh, so you can't see me right now?
No, I can see you, but the question slides across my face. So they can't see me.
Okay, cool.
Where do you think fast fashion is headed? Do you know what? To be honest, I think that fast fashion is always going to be an option because it ascertains a certain type of clientele in terms of price points and who they market to. And the second part of the question, do you think fast luxury is going to be more sustainable? It depends. I think people who shop luxury, I just feel like people are still going to do what they were always doing, if I'm really honest. Like, people who can afford to shop luxury will. I think one thing that quarantine has shown me anyway is less is more. I was definitely overbuying unnecessarily. and I would definitely think it's better to just, what I would like to do now is always have my like basics and then like layer on top.
Yeah.
And have like, it's better, and I definitely feel like it's better to spend a little bit more, me personally, but that's because I can afford to do that. It's better to spend a little bit more and have something that's going to last longer and is better quality than just ripping through, you know, I'm not going to say certain brands, but like just going through the £2, £3, £5 tops. Like, and don't get me wrong, they can look just as good as the expensive ones, but I just think we are definitely in a time where people are very price conscious. And unfortunately, part of systematic oppression is that people like to stay within their means. And I think one thing, you can't knock fast fashion, because what they have done is made unaffordable fashion affordable. And I think maybe if sustainable fashion was a bit more affordable and was positioned in a way, if we were re-educating people, the consumer, on how to shop, because I think that's really important, then we might be able to. To be honest, it's so crazy because I watched I can't even remember the name of the documentary now. I watched it on the plane one time, and it was about like how the factories in Indonesia and China are basically just all the waste that's coming from all these fast fashion brands, and how like all the rivers and lakes are drying up, and the toxins that it's putting out into the streams, which people and then locals would use to wash their clothes, and all the, like, you know, the infections and things that they were getting. And you're only going to know things that you expose yourself to. I said this earlier, and a lot of us don't know where those things come from, where that, you know, £5 top comes from, or where that £10 top comes from. We don't know. So I think a lot of people are trying their best to just shop within their means. But I definitely think it's worth spending that little bit more and having something that, you know, when you wash it, you're not just going to wear it once and throw it away, or wear it once and... wear it once and that's it. I think you definitely want it to be in a space where you can wear it and where you can wear it and have something that you can repeat, and it's not going to just disintegrate after one wash.
Disintegrate. Any other question? Let's see. Got another question. Irene, my queen, says.
What's up?
All right. Cool. Okay, we had a question here. Let's see. It says,
when was the last time that you were snooping and found something that you wish you hadn't? Snooping in regards to what?
Monday WhatsApp peep special. Snooping in regards to what?
Last time you were snooping. I don't really snoop.
I want to come off the back of that. Like, have you ever Googled yourself or seen what people say about you?
No, not really.
No. I was like, no, I don't do that. What prevents you from doing that type of stuff?
No, I've Googled TTYA London because you want to see where your website comes up on Google, and I need to know if I need to change anything on my SEO on the back of house of the website.
Yeah.
Again, if someone's Googling tall women's fashion, you want to make sure that your brand is coming up there. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, in regards to that. But I don't have a personal website. I don't have like an IreneTTYA.com or something. Yeah. I've just built one of the girls that is helping me on a website. We've just done a TTYA Talks website, which will have like all the podcasts, all the events, like everything that we've worked on over the years. We'll have it's actually done now. So that's probably going to push out next week. So I've been working on that a lot of the time I've been in quarantine, because you realise that you've got so much assets, but I haven't consolidated or I hadn't organised my assets. That's one thing that's been good about quarantine, is that I've had time to put things in folders. Yeah. Today, actually, do you know what I did? I sent all my Facebook pictures to go to the printers, because I realised that I had so much of my memories were online and not physically copies in my house. And I always wanted to have a type, like, I'm quite a bit of a hoarder in terms of, like, I keep a lot of monuments. Like, if I go to a really cool concert, I'll keep the lanyard, or, you know, I always call it like taps. like a time capsule, and I realized that a lot of my teams, all my imagery is on Facebook, and I don't have physical. And I found a website where it was, I think it was like 7p a picture or something, and I literally just thought, you know what, I'm going to print every picture on my Facebook today. So I've got a physical copy of it. And then, so if anything happens, because I realized that if someone tags you on a picture on Facebook and then they deactivate their account, that picture goes. And I just thought, imagine if I lose a lot of these images. And I just thought, you know what, let me just print all my Facebook pictures. That's what I did today. Printing all my Facebook pictures.
Have you heard of the app Freeprints?
Sorry?
Have you heard of the app called Freeprints?
No.
So it's an app called Freeprints, and each month you can print 49, I think it's about 49 pictures, 45 pictures.
Sick.
And the only thing you pay for is a postage, about £2.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I'm going to put it in the comment right here.
Pin it in the distance. Let me be focused. Someone says, what does TTYA mean? It stands for taller than your average.
So all the pictures, why does the phone keep doing this? All the pictures in your phone book, your camera roll. You can just literally just
select them and send them to print. Yeah, I want to have time capsules now. Like, I went to my mum's last week, and my mum, like as most mums do, they have all their albums. You can see you can see your whole beginning to end. And I just thought, actually, I want to keep this tradition. I want to have albums, and I wish I could be that organized to have albums. I'm just going to start with having it archived, having the actual pictures. Then maybe later on in life, I can think about making them albums. But yeah, I just wanted to just have all my memories in real life, not in IRL, not just online.
Love it. Another question came up was on mentorship.
Okay. What are your views on mentorship, and would you ever consider becoming a mentor? My views on mentorship, I definitely feel like it's important. And I definitely feel like it's something that, especially within the Black community, we lack a lot. Even when I started TTYA, I wish I had a mentor. I just did it. I wish I had someone to guide me that was experienced in the field. You know, and it was really difficult. I would definitely, I get asked this all the time about becoming a mentor. I think to become a mentor, you definitely have to be able to give all of yourself. And it is something that I'm working on. There's a part of TTYA Talks, which is going to become an academy, which I'm working on at the moment, which will offer mentorships and under the TTYA Talks umbrella. So if you loved the podcast, for example, on broadcasting, then if you really wanted to get into it, or if you were serious, then we're going to offer like workshops and then pair you with a mentor that will be able to, you know, talk you through the right steps. So that's kind of like that the academy side of where TTYA Talks is going. And I think it's not fair to become a mentor if you can't be all the way in. That's what my issue is. And I think as the way that my scheduling worked, it didn't allow for me to be able to commit to that. But I think one thing that I've learned in this period is that my schedule is going to allow for what I want it to allow. So I have to, if it's something that's going to be important, why I wanted to have the academy element or TTYA Talks is because then I can actually build it out into a mentorship program and be able to have people who will be able to govern and be on the board. And, you know, it's not just going to be a one person thing. It has to be unity, it has to be a group, it has to be us. You know, so definitely it's something to look out for, and I will be announcing when it's all packaged and ready to go, TBF.
All right, we have one last question. I'll go and put my baby to bed.
Go for it.
Okay, yeah, I like this one.
What's the best piece of advice for someone starting their own business? Know the business.
There we go, okay.
Know the business that you're getting into. Know the business. And I wish I knew more of the business when I got into TTYA. I wish I knew more of the business, because I think I was very good forward facing. I knew my skills. I know your skill set. I know what my skill set is, but I definitely, now when I look back, I probably would have maybe did it with someone that knew back more the back end a bit more, and enjoyed doing the bits that I didn't enjoy doing. Because if you do something that you don't enjoy doing, you just don't do it. You know? So I think know the business, know what it, and know your objectives of what you want to get out of it, and and then you align, everything aligns there. And once you know what your end goal, what you want your end goal to be, then you can decide, is this going to be for me, or is this on brand, or if this brand comes knocking, or we want to buy your company, or we want to collaborate with you, it doesn't align with our objectives. So have really clear USPs, have really clear objectives, and know the business is what I will finish on.
Thank you so much, Irene. It's been a pleasure, man. Guys,
no, thank you for having me. This was fun. Like, honestly, like, it was so good. I was a bit, like, temperamental because I was trying to be minimizing. I wasn't sure with, you know, the way how everyone's feeling at the moment with lives and stuff. But I definitely feel like it has, the people, seeing the people in here and seeing the messages that people are asking, I think it's definitely helped. And, you know, I think for us, it's just about building our community. Like, I can't be a victim. I can't keep begging someone to accept me. I can't keep begging them to be part of their society. They don't, first of all, we were taken from Ghana. Yeah, first. So when we actually admit that, when people really start to find where they're from, then I think we'll be able to understand our history. Then we ain't gonna beg no white man to accept us. I'm sorry about that. We haven't. Like, and I'm tired of seeing my fellow black men suffer and black women being killed online. Imagine I woke up, you wake up, this is 2020, and you're just seeing people being killed online anyhow, any disposable. Just disposable, you know. But I think until the laws and the systems change that have been set up for us to lose, we're kind of, the only way we're going to be able to kind of do anything or have any sort of solidify any sort of movement is to do it together. And that's the only way. And that's why we have to educate each other. That's why we have to talk the things. If you don't know how much your day rate should be, ask. If you don't know what an NDA is, ask. If you don't know, you know, can you recommend a lawyer? I've been sent a contract, I'm not sure. Ask. We sometimes are so prideful. We don't want to ask because we don't want to look like we don't know. Ask, because it will save you so much hassle in the long run. And the only way, as I said, as a community, that we're going to be able to grow is if we actually support and educate each other. Otherwise, we're just going to keep generation. Look, 400 years slavery, they took them from Ghana. And in 400 years, they're still begging. 400 years later, they're still killing us on the roadside. You know, so the only way that we're going to be able to manifest greatness is if, one, actually we start looking at how much billionaires do we know? How many trillion? Like, come on, let's be focused. We can't just go and get our own island and just be focusing now, because we can't beg them to allow us now to begging for our lives. Is this what we're doing now? We're begging to be accepted. It's crazy, you know, but I think that's where my mind is been at. That's why I was a bit like, oh, can I come on here and really give good advice, because I'm tired. We're all tired.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, yeah, we're the champions and we're the fighters at the front, but you know, we're tired. And I think until we can really admit that these systems were wrote for us to fail without black people in mind, they're not designed for us. You know, we were always being seen as second class citizens because they've taken us. Kind of round up, I think that, you know, let's just try and keep our spirits up. Let's just remember what this period is for. It's the master reset. Everyone keeps asking me about, you know, what's the biggest thing that you've learned during this period? Master reset. Let's reset our minds. Let's reset our agendas, and let's come out of this space like better than we went in. You know, if that's anything that we can do, we can definitely exit this better than we came in. And let's just support our brothers and sisters. It's the only way that we're going to be able to maintain, not even just to survive, not even for equality, just to survive, point blank, period. You know, so yeah, I hope that you guys have found this useful. I'm going to continue to keep trying to push from my side, and anybody that wants to come and join the crusade, let's be going. Let's be focused. Let's be focused.
Where is that line?
Let's be focused. And if anyone's interested in becoming a mentor or, you know, looking for mentorship, definitely come through, hit me on the DM and let me know what fields that you're interested in. TTYA does specialize on the creative, on the arts, and that is definitely something that, you know, the mentorship program is going to specialize in, creative and the arts. If anybody would love to become a mentor or is interested in being a mentee, let me know what subjects you could be interested in covering or what you're into. And you know, just make it, again, I've got to do my market research. I'm going to give the people what they want. There's no point in me saying I'm going to start, you know, a mentorship academy and there's nothing there. Whatever I'm telling you guys, know what you want. So let's, all we can do is just be focused. And until we can and that's the only way we're going to survive out in these streets, man. It's a white man's world, but, you know, we move regardless. We move regardless.
Thank you so much.
But no, thank you so much. Let me know, guys. Hit me on the DM.
We just know that we've joined you. Just know that we have you. If there's any way that we can, again, post-corona in the physical form in terms of events, and whatever you need, just know over here we have you.
Oh, thank you.
100%. And when the academy starts up and you just want to push it out there, holler at us, because we'll do it if possible. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. I need to give you your prize.
What is my prize? Is it for corona?
Drum roll, please.
Is it pop-up cord?
To help you on your corona journeys.
Oh, fantastic. What is it? Disinfectant.
Yes,
thank you for my prize. And how do you plan on getting it to me? You plan on using the infected system that we have at the moment to send me disinfectant? Is that what we're doing here? I'll keep it. Return to sender. No, I'm joking.
We'll send it in faith.
Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate you with my whole heart. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. See you. Bye.
Guys, thank you for joining us, man. Thank you so much for joining us. In the comments, let me know how you found it. If it was, if there's anything that stood out to you, if it encouraged you, however you felt, I want you to just put it in the comments. If you've never ever logged on to 21 questions, this is what we do. We get guests on, we ask them as many questions as we can within the allotted time. And then they get a little prize at the end. But we're hoping that in that time, they're able to share their heart and share their message to the world and just inspire and encourage us in this time, in these bleak times. But we move, and let's just continue to be focused. Thank you for your time. I am Icy. If you want to check out anything I'm doing, it's on ICIE Music. Let me put it in the comments section right there. And this platform is called The Sit Down. And I started it because I wanted to sit down with people and understand and go behind the scenes and understand what it takes to really be successful, what it takes to really be who they are, the ups and the downs, the challenges and all. So stay connected with us, follow us. We're going to be back here next Thursday, 9 p.m., 21 questions. I'm out.